Okay,
Shavuos Daf Gimel.
You're up to Shavuos Daf Gimel. We are on Beis Mabeis again, broadcasting here from camp. And with Hashem, again, we will try. This morning's was up a little late. I gave it this morning, Shavuos Batamuz, but we hope in general for it to be up the night before, so everybody could have it when they need to during the day. So this one we'll try to have up tonight as well. Okay, Beis Mabeis. We're at the Gemara. Michdi. So we just had a whole Mishnah. Whole long Mishnah related to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Tumah, if somebody eats a Kodesh, somebody eats a carbon when they are Tameh, or somebody walks into the Beis Mikdash when they are Tameh, which we'll talk about more in a little bit. But just one Ha'ara, which I neglected to mention yesterday, and that is, why is it, we mentioned this morning, actually the Averis that get a carbon olav yorei. Right, we mentioned the Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos Bitui and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So the Ramban on Vayikra, Parakeh, discusses why is it? This is Lachor Akula, a regular carbon chatas. You have to bring a chatas. If you don't have enough money, you have to save up and bring the carbon chatas. And yet here, all of a sudden, if you're poor, you could bring a bird, and if you're really poor, you could bring mincha. So why is it? Why are we makel? So the Ramban at least talks about one of them. One of them. Not talking about Shavuos Ha'edus, Shavuos Ha'bitui, but he talks about why Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, which we spent so much time on in the previous year. Says the Ramban, because most cases of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav is Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah. You're probably doing a mitzvah. You're eating a karbon, you're going into the Beis HaMikdash, you're doing a mitzvah. You forgot you were Tameh. Ki HaKohen HaOchel Kachim V'Habol HaMikdash L'Shtachavos O LaHakrav Karbon O Seku B'Mitzvah V'Daito L'Shamayim. Lefichach, therefore, afapi shechata b'ha'alama satuma. Even though you're right, he forgot it, and it's his fault. But ribalo hakasiv kaparos. The Torah gives him a lot of chances to bring a kapara. If he's poor, he can do this. And we have all these other a whole Mishnah yesterday. This carbon is mechaper for you, and this one's mechaper for you. And even if you didn't know about, what if I eat treif? You know, is there a carbon that's mechaper for me? But if I was Bechal Shabbos Peshogeg, is there a carbon, and I never find out about it, is there a carbon that's Mechaper for me? All of a sudden, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, not only do I have an up and down carbon, all of a Yoreid, but there's all these extra kaparas. Says the Ramban, that's it. Because most of the time, these cases are Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah, you're Osik B'Mitzvah, so it's still Aser. So Aser, you didn't have Avera, but there are a lot of kulas related to your kapara. Okay, that's just one element I wanted to add to yesterday's shir. Okay, let's go now, Gemara. Says the Gemara, Michdi. Tana Mimako Solik. We just had Misachas Makis right beforehand. So Maishna, the Tani Shavuos. So why does Shavuos come right after Makis? Right, as the Gemara asks in many the beginning of many Masechtas, beginning of Misachas, what's the connection between the Darim Nazir and Sota, the Gemara discusses. Why is the why is this here? Why is that here? Different Masechtas the Gemara sometimes asks. Tosfos on top points out, even before we do the answer, Tosfos says the Gemara elsewhere has the concept of Ein Seder LeMishnah. Avagav the Kaimalon de Betray Mesechtas Ein Seder LeMishnah. There is no set order between two Mesechtas. So what's the Gemara making such a fuss about? Two different Mesechtas. Within a Mesechta there's a Seder. What are two different Mesechtas? Says the Gemara, no. That principle only is regarding a specific halacha relating to how we paskin. If you have a Machlokas in a Mishnah, then a Stam Mishnah, or vice versa. But, says Tosfos, when the Behuda Hanasi set up the Mishnah, there was definitely a Seder to it. When he said which Mesechta is going to follow which one in each Seder, even though there are limitations, but still, Tosfos says, Sidron al-Machonon b'havayasin zu'acharzu. There is definitely an order. And that is why all the Rishonim, the Rambam, in his Akdama, the Pirush HaMishnah, he goes through every single Mesechta. Why is this first, and why is this second, why is this third? Why does everyone follow? Because there is a Seder. The Tosfos Yantif, in the beginning of the ninth parak of Sota, he says maybe the reason why, yes, Tosfos says that there's this order in every Mesechta, but why would it not be as big of a deal, Mesechtas versus Sedarim? Sedarim are more. Sedarim are a specific Seder. Says Tosfos Yantif, you have to remember that the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Alef, says the Sedarim of Mishnayos, they're hinted to in a pasuk. They're hinted to in a pasuk. V'haya emunas itecha, chosin Yeshua's chachma v'da. So l'chora, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi followed the order of the pasuk in order to set the sedarim in order. After all, seder, by definition, means order. That's what Seder means. Mesechta is a little more flexibility because there's no hint in the pasuk. Rida Nasi did it himself. He figured out which one should go where, which one follows the each one. So Mesechtas have a little more flexibility. But we have to remember, within Sedarim for sure, that's a little more serious because those are based on a pasuk. Okay, so the Shemesh Yanim Balacha also here quotes a number of Achronim related to the order of the Psukim, the order of the Mesechtas. He quotes maybe most Shvuas that we're going to talk about, excluding Shvuas Bitui, but many of the Shvuas come from Beis Din. So for first, you got to talk about Sanhedrin. You have to set up the Beis Din. A function of Sanhedrin is Dala Mises Beis Din. That's major, what major does, and an offshoot of that is Malkus. Like the Gemara we had both in Malkus and Sanhedrin, Malkus b'Makam Misa Omedes. Once you have that, that all sets the stage for Shavuos, which is a part, some of Shavuos, at least for a function of Bezdin. We'll get to Bezdin in a later prakim, the concept of Mushpa Mipi Bezdin, Mushpa Mipi Atzmo. We'll get to that Bezdin as we go along. Okay, let us now get back to the Gemara, though. So says the Gemara. So why do we have Shavuos right after Malkus? Mishum detani, because we learned back in Maseches Malkus. Remember the third parak of Malkus just listed off all the, not all, it wasn't an exclusive list, but many cases which you get Malkus for. Elohim Alokin. So on that list was, towards the end, detani, we did not have shir on this. Malkus Daf Chaf was the day I came, I left Eretz Yisrael, so there was no shir on Malkus Daf Chaf. It was a, it's a great daf. Every daf is a great daf. But we did not have shear on cutting your payas and cutting your beard. So there, one of the isurim listed in Makkas is detani, chayav al arosh shtayim. There are two places on the head where one is chayav for, rather the sides of the head, the payas. Shtayim, chayav al arosh shtayim, achas mikan v'achas mikan, right, one on each side, by each temple. V'yal azakan, shtayim mikan v'achas milamata. And for the beard, there are five places where one is not allowed to shave with a razor. Also, two on each side, and achas milamata. So those, again, we didn't get to talk about it, but the Rosh in Maseches Makkas talks about what's that fifth spot of the beard. What is that fifth spot? V'achas milamata. What does milamata mean? So Rashi there says, it's the point, it's the shin. That's milamata. But the Rush, quote, the Rush there, just look at the Rush. That's the only source you have to look at. Quotes four different shitas. What's this? It's the place where the jaw meets the upper part of the head and the skull. All different shitos. What is that fifth place? And the Rush says that we're machmir. We're machmir like all the shitas. What that fifth spot is. The Rush says, the Yoy Shemayim, this is Gimel Beis in Makkas, Yoy Shemayim Yasi De Kulam, V'lo Yaver Tar Al Kol Zakeno, V'lo Ka'osan Amanichim Chut B'Kol Shehu Al Apeyos, not like those who like try to play around with the razor, they do sunspots and other spots. The Rush says, we try to be machmir like all the different shitas, we're not exactly sure what that fifth spot is of the beard. We stay away, we don't use razors for the beard at all. Maybe in the back of the head, but that's not it. But not in the front of the head. So this Mishnah quoted here. The Mishnah says, you're chayiv for the head, two places, and you're chayiv for the beard in the five places. So basically, what is this an example of? Chada to mechayiv alatarti. It's one act. You could do one act of shaving, raising, using a razor on your beard, to mechayiv alatarti. You could get one hasra. One Asura Poliak, don't shave your beard. And according to the Shitas, they have to mention the Pasuk, Osakifu, right? They mention the Pasuk, and you do one act, and you get multiple Averas. Because each spot is another Avera. So that's cases quoted in the Mishnah in Makkas. One act, and you get many Averas. Chada, the Machayev Alavtarti. It's one case, Rashi says on the fourth line, Chada Azhara, the Machayev Alavtarti. And that is similar to our case. Tana Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. That's why it talks about Shavuos here. Because there's another case which has, it expands. It's one, the case of cutting the beard, putting a razor on your beard is one that expands it to more than one Avera. So to hear Shavuos is Shtayim Shein Arba. It's one, it looks like one little case, Shavuos Bitui, but it really expands into more than one, right? So Tosfos says that's the uniqueness. Again, Tosfos chada b'hasra achas airi. See it, second Tosfos. One hasra ubigiluach b'vasachas, and you shave in one moment. Obazachar zeo, one right after another. Toka de diber. You don't have to stand there with four different razors and go boom, right? You can have one razor go across, and that itself, because it's toka de diber, as we've spoken in the past. Increments, the halachic increment of time of Tokhde Dibur, so that itself is enough to be chada to mechayev alei tarti. Good. This top Tosfos, though, is very important halacha l'maisa. It's quoted by Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted by others. This Tosfos is about who is the, is quote, again, also Makas Chafu Mabez is the other place where this comes up, but we didn't get to talk about it, so we'll talk about it here a little bit, and that is, who gets the Aveira by a haircut? If somebody cuts their payas, cuts somebody else's payas. So who gets the Aveira? So Tosfos says, top line, Nire Demashchis V'Nishchas Shnehem Chayavin. They both do. They both do. The Gemara there in Makas, Daf Chaf, and the Rishonim there discussed Machlokes. Some say it's only if the Nikaf, the one who is shaved, helps out a little. Goes like this. He sticks out his head to make it easier for the barber. But if the barber just comes in the middle of the night and shaves, you know, and the person didn't know about it, so it's only the mashkas, only the makif. Makif is by payas, mashkas is by the beard. So Tosfos here says makif and nikaf are both chayiv. And then Tosfos discusses, what about a case where one or the other is not a bar chiyuva? What about cutting the payas of a child? Is that a nisa daraisa? Do you say that the isurim of makif and nikaf are connected to each other? You might say there are two isurim, there's one pasuk, lo sakifu, it's plural, but they're two separate isurim, they're not connected to each other. Or do you say no? The Gemara elsewhere, Tosfos quotes, that we compare makif and nikaf to certain halachas. Maybe here too. If I'm being makif a child, maybe there's no isur daraisa there. Right? Or with the other case, what about a guy? Those are the two cases. Not a bar chiyuva. A child and a guy. What if I get a haircut by a guy? Right, is that in isur daraisa? So Tosfos says, yes, look at the sixth skinny line or so in Tosfos. The usur li Yisrael, lahaniach, lenachri, lahakif rosho. Ulashkos zakanu. One might think, what am I doing? I'm letting the guy do it. I'm not doing anything. Still usur. Still usur, says Tosfos. Tahama Rav Huna, where Rav Huna says, hamakif is a katan chayiv. So Tosfos, look at what Tosfos quotes. Just like if you're makif a katan, you're chayiv, that already shows you. Don't compare makif and nikaf. A katan's not a bar chayuv daraisa. So to a guy, so what, the Isurim stand alone. The Huadin Ifcha, just like the Makif stands alone, so too the Nikaf stands alone. So you can't shave a katan, you can't let a guy shave your head. And he says, even though other Amoraim hold otherwise, Rav Ada, we don't pass like Rav Ada, and maybe even Rav Ada would agree here, but that is what we pass on Halacha L'maisa, and that's why if you look in Yeridea, Shulchan Aruch quotes this, one simin, Hilchas Giluach. All about electric shavers. The whole discussion of electric shavers, whether it's an issue of Giluach, koshershaver.com, and there's all these websites that if you hold that there's a problem, I'm not saying whether it is or not, I'm just saying there are posts that say that there is. If there is, then there you could send your shaver to places. Lift and cut, is that worse? Is that better? But that's, anyway, it all comes from the Simon Kuf Pe'alf in Yerodea. Hilchas Giluach. So the Shulchan Aruch there says, Gama Nikaf Chayiv Im Siye B'davar. The nikaf, the one who's getting shaved, is chayiv. If you helped out, shemata atzmo elav akifo. If you turn towards him to allow yourself to get cut, avalisura ika avabishalosia. Even if you didn't help him out, still aser. Lefichach aser lios nikaf afilo aide ovid kochavim. Therefore, you can't let your payas be cut even by a guy. Gra, what's the source of this Shulchan Aruch? Says the Gra, ayin Tosfos Shuas Gimel Amid Aleph. Right here, this Tosfos is the source of this halacha. So interesting, there's on the Gilyon, on the side of this Shulchan Aruch over here, quotes the Tshuvas Shemesh Staka. I'm not sure if it's in every Shulchan Aruch, it's in this one that they have here in camp. He quotes the Tshuvas Shemesh Staka. He quotes there was a case of the Chachmei Saloniki, sort of Chacham of a certain town, that they wanted to be Machriach the Anshe Italia Hagarim Biram. I guess some Jews from a different town came to live in their place, and they used to shave their beards. And the people who lived there wanted to force the people who moved in, you can't shave your beard. Even with the scissors. Even with the scissors. They wanted to do it with the scissors. What's wrong with the scissors? They said, no, it's not the Minhag HaMakom. Not allowed to do it. Not allowed to shave. V'she'im lo yatzmichu v'yigadlu zakenim k'nag b'yir Saloniki yavdilu me'al ha'eda. They'll put them in chayrim. They'll separate them. You're not allowed to be here. It's a big, big discussion about beards in general. Hadras Panim, the story in Tanakh, where some of the Jewish army came back and the other enemy wanted to embarrass them, so they shaved half their beards. So Radak asks, why was it so embarrassing? Just shave the other half. So the Radak there says, it's more embarrassing than to have zero beard than to have half a beard. So the Radak, they were Navi. So says the Shemesh Slaki, he says, this was the Shiloh that came to him, and they wanted to force them not to shave. So he says, they cannot force them. What's wrong? It's your minhag, but so what? It's not their minhag. And this is not part of the minag ha-makom. They have to do that. No. To beneath giluach hazaka and ba'aria mizrach, einu mikach minag ha-skama. The Kabbalah pratis shekiblu. O tiknu l'migdar milsa. There was a private Kabbalah. O lafrusha meisura. Veinu me'adram ha-nechlolam tach ha-suga an-hago she'ena yochel yochel l'shanos b'farhesya. Rodeh ha-machloka. This is not part of losis go to do. Says the Shemir Staka. Some people have beards. Some people don't have beards. This is not something that one could be machriyachan. That's just the tshuva and the Shemir Staka on the side of the Gemara. Okay, back to our discussion here. There's one other issue that comes up. I didn't get to talk about it. Gotta give me a little wiggle room here. Makas daf chaf. The other issue is the Tam Ha'isr about shaving payas. Shaving payas. It's a fascinating Rambam. So you would think, I'll say the Rambam outside, then you tell me where it's supposed to be. The Rambam says that what's the issue, what's the Tam Ha'isr behind shaving, cutting your payas and shaving in certain ways? It is Chukas Ha'akum, Avodah Zarah. This is what the priests used to do, used to shave their heads, and therefore, we are not allowed to shave heads, because it's like, not what, just like the Rambam says about many Isurim. It's to separate ourselves from Avodah Zarah. Karbanos, all Karbanos, the Rambam says Avodah Zarah. Beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the Ramban quotes it. But all these Rambams are generally in Mori Nevuchim. This Rambam is in Mishneh Torah. That's what makes it eye-opening and makes it controversial. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in the 12th parak, Ein Megalchin Pasei Harosh. We don't shave our payas. Kimo Shehayu Osin Ovdei Avodah Zarah. V'komrein, like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to do. Shenamar Lo Tikifu Bas Roshchem. So the tour jumps on the Rambam. That's all I'm doing here. Tami HaMitzvahs in the Mishneh Torah? Just tell me, Ein Megalchin Pasei Harosh. What are you telling me Tami HaMitzvahs for? Says the tour, in Kuf Pei Aleph. Quotes the Rambam and he says, "V'ein anu tzrichim levakish tama mitzvahs ki mitzvahs melachem eolenu avim lo neida tamon." What's the Rambam talking about? And he leaves it at that. He just doesn't know what the Rambam quotes a reason for. That's the tour machlokas. Is it a machlokas? The tour just says, "I don't know why the Rambam quotes the reason." If you look in the Taz right here, Kuf Pei Aleph, the Taz says, "I got a nafkamina." What if somebody needs to shave their payas/beard in this way because they live amongst the goyim? Chugos ha'akim. Is there any heterim to do this? So says the Taz, I think it would be machlokas rather than the tour. According to the tour, it's an iser per se. Period. Never allowed to do it. But if it's the Rambam, says the Taz, the Rambam says it's only because you don't want to be like them. But if you live in a time period when the priests don't do that, and you need to do this in order to live amongst them, so then there's no iser. It's a major, large discussion of chukoseim lo selecho. The Beis Yosef has a long discussion about haircuts. Different types of haircuts. The Gemara talks about different types of haircuts that they used to get. Is a Jew allowed to get a haircut like a non-Jew? So the Beis Yosef says, if it's not an iser per se, and it's just something that they do, it's not connected to Avodah Zarah, then there are heterim. So the Taz here says, I think according to the Rambam, you'd be able to do this. Let me just finish one more source, and then I'll take the question. And that is the Minchas Chinuch cannot believe this Taz. Minchas Chinuch cannot believe. According to the Rambam, you would be able to cut your payas in certain cases where that's not the custom of the non-Jews. How could you say that? He says, "Gam mitzad svara nirali does that tali b'chol medina." You would say that. Well, data kaz chas v'shalom lomar is minchas chinuch and reishin aleph. Im yed dar shahagoyim lo yagalchu apeyos she yisrael magalchem apeyos o ata shebe medinas Turkey. The minchas chinuch. Where the minchas chinuch live? I think he lived in Baghdad. Right. He lived. He lived in Turkey. He lived in Constantinople, I think. Chernobyl, right? I didn't mean Baghdad. Right? Abedin did Chernobyl. Right? So he lived in Turkey. He says, "Megalim agoyim zakenam." She Yisraelim mutaram lahashcha zakenam chas v'shalom. They all grow their beards long now. They could use it with a razor. He says, "No." He says, "Look at the Rambam's lashon very closely." He does not say. The Rambam does not say that. I'll read the diak. He says, "Where's that?" He says, "The Rambam says there's a diak in the lashon." Period. He says, it does not, I gotta find the line. He says, Hainu Hagoyim Bisman Matan Torah. The Ram does not say like they do, but like they did. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, you can't go by what it is Bizban Azeh. So even though the Taz has that nafkamina, the Minchas Chinuch cannot believe it. Yeah, question. No, I answered it. Wonderful. Okay, so that's all the first couple of lines. That's why Shavuos starts off. Shavuos right after Makkos. Third line now. Maishna hacha ditani luhu lekulhu. Umaishna gabi yitzias Shabbos umarzagon dvok tani luhu lekulhu. Why is it here by Shavuos, where it says Shtayim Shein Arba, it quotes the other three. And we have four cases in Shas, Shtayim Shein Arba. So here, it quotes all four. So why the beginning of Masechta Shabbos? Why doesn't it quote the other three? Right, Shabbos is before Shavuos. It's way before. So if it could quote it, why didn't the beginning of Masechta Shabbos? You should quote Shtayim Shein Arba. Or Maris Nagoyim. What about Masechta Nagoyim? That's later. But in the Mishnayis, we don't have Gemara. We don't have Bavli on Masechta Nagoyim. But, you know, why don't we have in Mishnayis? Zoltani Lulukulu. Answer. Amri, Shvuis v'yediyas ha-tumma d'gabi ha-dadi k'sivin. Shvuis and tumma, as we saw this morning, they're written together in the Torah. They're together by Karban Olav Yored. V'dam yinah ha-dadi b'Karban Olav Yored. And they have the same halacha of Olav Yored. Tani luhu gabi ha-dadi. So it has it together. Because they're together in the Torah and they have the same halacha, that's why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi saw fit to put it together as well here. The I did it on a tar, did it on a kula. Once you say the first two, you say all four. Once you say the first two, you say all four. Fine. Tosfos just points out, what about the order? Why isn't the order, Tosfos in Tosfos' Dirmaskal Gabi, why doesn't Tosfos say, why doesn't he has Tumah then right after Shavuos? What's the order we have? Yesterday's daf? We have Shavuos, Tumah, Shabbos, Nega'im. So he says, why asked Tosfos? Let's read the question. V'yem tomar mikol makom listening b'masisim kodem yitzias Shabbos kivan de'isa b'dalus v'dami tefela Shavuos. So why not? Why don't you have it? Shabbos is more comparable to Shavuos. So why don't you have Shabbos right after Shavuos? Tosfos answers v'yesh lomar no. Tahani l'chaper v'hani l'hachshir. Mitzora, the question was, I'm sorry, I formulated the question properly. Mitzora, why don't you put negayim right after Tumah? Negayim, I didn't mention this morning, but Mitzora is also a carbon olav yorid. It's not a chata, it's olav yorid, but it's written by negayim. So why don't you have that earlier before Shabbos? Shabbos is not an olav yorid. Shabbos is a regular carbon chatas. So he says, no, he says, because the carbon by negayim is a different type of carbon. That's a carbon of tahara, a carbon to allow him to come back into the fold of Klal Yisrael. That's called lahachshir. The other karbanos lachaper, tumah and Shabbos and shvuah, those are all to bring kapara. That's why you have all those three first, and you have negayim at the end. Good. Says the Gemara, continuing pasach b'shvuah umefarsh b'diyas atumah. The question we asked, it says A B C D, and then explains B first. Why do you explain shvuah first? Go in order. Why do you explain tumah first? Go in order. So Gemara answers, Aidi dezutrin milayu pasik shari luhu. Since all the halachas of tumah is smaller, so once you start, you get that out of the way. You do that first, and ma'adatani shvuos the nefisha milayu, and then you get into shvuos, which is larger. Tosfos points out again here, shvuos bitui is very small. It's not that yediyas tumah is smaller than shvuos bitui. Yediyas tumah is two prakim. The first two prakim of our masechta is all about yediyas atumah. The third parak is about shvuos bitui. The fourth parak gets into shvuos eidus and the others. So if you look at shvuos bitui, it's smaller than yediyas tumah. So what do you mean it's smaller? Tosfos says you have to look at shvuos in general. Shvuos bitui is part of the larger shvuos set of halachas. So that's what it means zutar. It's smaller than shvuos in general. So that's why it first talks about tumah, and then it talks about shvuos. Might have lumped us there. Is there a connection between all these different types of shvuos? We categorized them this morning as all different. Shvuos bitui, shvuos ha'edu, shvuos ha'pikad, and they're all different. Is there a connecting theme to all of them? The language of the Ritva right here, to answer Tosfos' question, he says it a little more fundamentally. Shem shvuah chadhu. Doesn't just say you all the shvuas, you put them all together, but in lumped, shem shvuah chadhu. It sounds like the more fundamental, connecting all the shvuas together. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to say, what are the Shtayim Shein Arbas? So we already said this outside, but now we're going to have it inside. Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, what are the Shavuos Bitui? Again, the Shavuos of expression, two that are four, Shtayim She'ochel V'Shelo Ochel. Two, that I eat, that I will eat, that I won't eat. I swear that I'm going to eat today. I swear I will eat a cookie today, and I don't. Or the opposite. Those are in the Torah, because the Torah says, Lahara U'Lehetiv. to do something that hurts or to do something that helps. L'hara u'leitiv. Those are the future ones are in the Torah. That's the Shnayim. Shehein arba, achalti v'lo achal, shelo achalti. That turn into four, those are the past. The past are not in the Torah, let's learn that from a drasha. The Tosfos Rashi asks a simple question. In the Torah, as I just mentioned, it's l'hara u'leitiv. So which should be first? Which is first? L'hara. What's l'hara? Shelo ochel. Shelo ochel, hurting yourself. So ask the Tosfos Rashi, why does Rabbi Yehuda switch? Why does the Gemara here switch? It should be shelo ochel v'sheochel, to parallel the Torah. L'hara u'leitiv. So says the Tosfos Rashi, fascinating. He says, no, l'hara is first. Because shelo ochel, and then I eat. Right, I'm saying, it says she'ochel first. I say I will eat and I don't eat. I'm doing something wrong because I'm doing an aveira. V'hainu, ochel, hainu hara'a, shahari nishba she'ochel, I swear that I will eat, v'lo ochel, nimsa shehira la'atzmo, ba'aveiras shvuaso. Don't look at what the physical action, look at the result. It's an aveira. By the fact that I didn't eat, that I messed, I did an aveira. I swear she'ochel, that is lohara, because by not eating, so I'm hurting myself. Ba'aveiras, aveiras shvuaso. So that says the Sarash, that's what we that's why it is Lahara first. Okay, so that's the two that are four by Shvua. Yediyas Atumah, Shtayim Shein Arba. What are the two in the Torah? Shtayim Yediyas Tumas Kodesh, V'Yediyas Tumas Mikdash. I was Tamei, I forgot, and I ate a carbon. I was Tamei, I forgot, I went into the Mikdash. I forgot I was Tamei. That's the two. What are the four? We didn't mention this. Shehein Arba Kodesh U'Mikdash. Let's say I knew I'm Tamei, but I didn't realize that this was a carbon. Or I knew that I'm Tamei and I didn't realize that this was the Beis HaMikdash. I thought I was, I didn't realize it. Wait, how do you not realize it's the Beis HaMikdash? What are you in a trance? What if that bezman hazeh? What if that's the zobit? We paskin kishul shayit to the kishul asalava. Put it to most Rishonim. So let's say you didn't realize. You didn't walk on a harabais. We can mamish have the case, bezman hazeh. You don't know the borders. You don't know the borders of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's it can come up. Okay. So that's the two that are four by the first two. Next, you see a Shabbos, Shayim Shein Arba. Again, we mentioned this outside in the past year. You see a Shabbos, or two that are four. What are they? Shtayim Hotsa'a Da'ani Votsa'a Da'balabayis. Hotsa'a is the Av Malacha. The Ani is standing outside, and he takes it out. The Balabayis is getting inside, and he also pushes it out. Right? He pushes it out. This all in that direction. Shehein arba'a hachnasa, the ani hachnasa the balabayis, and the translates into four hachnasa, putting it into Rosh Hashayachin. The ani pushing it in, and the balabayis pulling it in. Shtayim shein arba. Why does the Mishnah in Shabbos have to be so graphic? A balabayis and an ani. Just say there's a guy standing outside, there's a guy standing inside. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah has to say, ani balabayis. It'd be so graphic. It says the Rav Bartanura there. It's a beautiful thought. At the beginning of Shabbos, he says, no, it's just to teach us that even if you're doing a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah b'avera. Right? And a balabayas is he's giving something to, he's giving money to, he's giving food to an ani. He's doing a great thing. No, it's a mitzvah b'avera. He can't do it. That's the chiddush. It's still asad araisa. He says, let me read you the lashon. Agavurche kamash malan, the mitzvah b'avera asura, v'chayavin aleha. Mitzvah b'avera. Again, a topic of a shir that we could talk about, all the different contexts where mitzvah b'avera come up, but that's the Rav Bar Tanura on the first mission in Shabbos. That's why it says balabayis and ani. Good. Maros negayim, shnayim shein arba, the last one, the negayim, saras, or two that are four, shnayim, se'es u'baheres, the two, se'es and baheres are the two main spots. Shehein arba, se'es v'tol dasa, baheres v'tol dasa. There are toldos of tumah. There are toldos of tumah, right? We know this from the first blot in Bava Kamma. First blot in Bava Kamma, it says, right? I bought avos to zikin hayin. So the Gemara there says, we know there are avos and toldos by Shabbos, and the toldos are not like the avos. We know there are toldos and avos and toldos by tumah. We know they are. What about avos to zikin? So we have avos to zikin, we have avos of tumah, we have avos of Shabbos. Right, those are the three that we have. Every once in a while, you have other avos. The Ritva in Kedushin quotes the concept of an av kinyan. Av kinyan, mishicha, might be an av kinyan. There might be other ones included in it. Hagbah, mesira. So told to come up in other places, but those are the main ones. Period. Okay, next section. Mani Masnisen. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Second to last skinny line. I was about to reach for a drink, but don't have one. Still show us a Batamas here. Lo Rabbi Yishmael v'lo Rabbi Akiva. So who is the author of our Mishnah? It's not Rabbi Yishmael or Rabbi Akiva. Which Rabbi Yishmael or Rabbi Akiva? Coming up. E Rabbi Yishmael. If we want to say our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yishmael, it can't be. Because he says in the Mishnah, in a couple of weeks from now, Daf Chafei, Ha'amar, Eino Chayev, El Alo Asilavo. Rabbi Yishmael argues on what we just said. Rabbi Yishmael says, Shua's Bitui is only about the future. Only, I will eat, I won't eat. He does not hold Shua's Bitui is about the past ones. So he can't be the author of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Shayim Shein Arba. So Rabbi Shmuel is out. E Rabbi Akiva ha'amar al helim tuma hu chayiv inu chayiv al helim mikdash. Rabbi Akiva is also out because Rabbi Akiva says later on that only if you forget yitami are you chayiv. If you forget and you don't know what the base of where the base of mikdash is, you're not chayiv for that. So he knocks out two of the tuma. So who's the author of our Mishnah? We'd rather not say that it's a third opinion. The Gemara never likes to say that. If you have a machlokas elsewhere, you have two different opinions, you like to say our Mishnah is like one of those opinions. So who did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi write the Mishnah according to? So the Gemara says two choices. Ibai Yisemer Rabbi Shmuel, Ibai Yisemer Rabbi Akiva. Either one. Ibai Yisemer Rabbi Shmuel, maybe it's really Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, it's really Shtayim Shein Arba. But you know what? Mehen Lechiva, Mehen Leftar. It's Shtayim Shein Arba, but two of those four, you're not going to be chayav for. It's four cases. That's all the Mishnah means. Shtayim Shein Arba. It's four cases. Two of them you're going to be chayav for, the future ones. Two of them you're going to be potter for, the past ones. That's all the Mishnah means. And Vibai Seim Rabbi Akiva, similar. Mehen Lechiva Mein Leftar, really? Yeah, the four cases of Tumah are Rabbi Akiva Shita. Two of them you're going to be Chayav, two of them you're going to be Pater. So the Mishnah, when it says Shayim Shein Arba, it just means cases. It doesn't mean Averis. So the Gemara says, that's very difficult to suggest. That's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah is just saying cases. There could be 1,000 cases. Okay, not really 1,000, but it could be cases. Liftor, ask the Gemara, Liftor. It's time Shein Arba, two of them are Pater, but Hadumya, Demaris Negaim Ktani. But look at the other cases in the Mishnah. It's all about Negan, four cases of Nega. Ma Haslam Kulu L'chiyuva, Afachanami Kulu L'chiyuva, just like there, they're all L'chiyuv. All cases of Negan are four that you're going to become a Mitzora. So to here, you're going to become a Mitzora. Right, so what exactly is the... how can we say that these are all four of the Negam Archiv and two of the other ones are going to be Tameh? Tosis points out on top, the Gemara could have also asked about Shabbos. Shabbos also four cases of Chiv. But says the Gemara, how could this, it's not parallel. So the Gemara does not accept that answer. So La Olam, let's say one thought, it's Shavuos Batamos. So we have to say one, 3 weeks thought, getting into the mood. And that is the Gemara says, I've mentioned this before, but it's tangentially related. But it's about a Mitzorah. The Gemara says elsewhere, there are four people that are considered Chashav Kemes. The Gemara Nadarm. Right, the four people Chashav Kemes. Who are they? Mitzorah. And? Suma. But he's blind. Misha'in Lobanim. Somebody does not have children. A Suma. What's the other one? What? And an Ani. Correct. And an Ani, a poor person. They're Chashav Kemes. What's the connection? What's the common denominator between all those four people? So the Bali Musar explained that all those four people can't give. Part of being a Jew is giving. Is sharing. Mitzorah is sitting outside the machne. He can't give. An Ani has no money. He can't give. Mishein lo banim. He doesn't have the ultimate recipient. And a Suma. Can't give. I once, Rachmanel Islan, I once gave a shir. I once mentioned this in a shir, and after the shir, somebody emailed me who was in one of these categories. And he said, it's so true. He feels a lack of chiyus because it's, we have to be Sameach Machalka. We have to try. Again, if somebody's in any of those categories, Rachmanel Islan, we have to find other ways to give. If somebody's a mitzora, yeah, I know, you can still teach Torah from afar. You can still give. Right, somebody is an ani, he could give his time. So ein lo banim, he could give to other children. You have to find other ways. But that's what we're talking about mitzora. You know, at the beginning of the 3 weeks, it's to realize that part of being a Jew is giving. To give, given time, in all different ways. We have to make sure that we're giving, sharing the avas chinam as we get into this crucial time period on the Jewish calendar. Okay. So the Gemara says, so who is this Mishnah like? Well, back to the question. It can't be Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva because you can't suggest that they're saying just four categories, but some of them you're potter for. So Gemara says, okay, Li'olam Rabbi Shmuel. Really, it's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says you're only chayiv for the future cases by Bitui. So V'chik lo mechayiv Rabbi Shmuel l'sha'avar karbon. When did Rabbi Shmuel say that you're not chayiv for the past Shavuos Bitui's? I ate, I didn't eat. That only means that if you did it b'shogeg, you're not chayav a karban for those cases. Aval malchus chiyuv imechayiv. But if you did it bemezid, you will get malchus. If you got hasra. So Rabbi Shmuel says you're chayiv. You're just not chayiv shogi karban, but you're chayiv mezid malchus in those cases. So our mishnah could be Rabbi Shmuel shita, ukidirava, like Rava, da'ama Rava, because Rava says, beferish ribsa Torah shvua sheker, dumi deshvua shav. Rashi quotes the psukim, with the Torah goes out of its way to have an extra phrase to teach me to compare shvua sheker to shvua shav. Shvua sheker, about the past, that works. Shvua sheker, I swear, shvua sheker is we mentioned this morning, we didn't really mention shvua sheker. Shvua shav we mentioned. You swear a tree is a tree, you swear a tree is a rock. They're both shvua shav. But we compare them. Mashav l'sha'avar, just like shvua shav is l'sha'avar, av sheker nami l'sha'avar. So too sheker. Sheker is a type of bitui. If I swear I ate yesterday and I didn't eat a cookie, whatever it is, that's a type of shvua bitui. And there's a special limud, this Rashi quotes it, and that's Rava's statement, that you're chayiv malchus on that, and that is what Rabbi Shmuel holds, Rabbi Shmuel and Rava put together, so he is the author of our Mishnah. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Three out of the four cases work, but there's still one case that's not going to work. Bishlama achalti velo achalti kidarava. Fine in the case of, he says, I ate. Velo achalti. And he didn't eat. So the second he makes that shvua, he's chayiv. He's chayiv malchus. Because at that moment, that's the chiddush of Rava. Rava says, the Torah is coming to teach me that if you swore that you ate and you didn't eat, you're chayiv right then. Shelo ochel va'ochel nami. If I swear I will not eat, and I do eat, lav sheish b'maisahu. So that's fine, because it's a lav sheish b'maisa. I ate. Eating is violating the shvua. I swear I'm not going to have a piece of pizza tonight. And I do. So it's a lav sheish b'maisa. I violate when I eat the pizza. Ela ochel v'lo achal. But now that you're telling me that the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yishmael, and we're not just talking about karbanis, but we're talking about malchus. So now we have a problem. You have to have all four cases that have a chiv malchus. But what about the case where I say, I swear I will eat a piece of pizza, and I don't eat a piece of pizza. So I violated by not eating. Amai. Lav she'en bo ma'isahu. So lav she'en bo ma'isa. Up until now, we thought the whole Mishnah was about karbanis, so we didn't have to get into these issues of lokin or ein lokin. But now that we're saying that the Mishnah is talking about malchus, you do it by mezid for malchus also. So now we're stuck, because the case where now we're back to the future, the regular case. Shavuos bitu, I swear that I will eat, and I don't eat. How can you get malchus for that? Lav she'en bo ma'isa. So we mentioned many times, right? The makar for malchus is Rabbi Yekhen El Yosef, Parshas Kiseitse, next to the Isser of Osatzom Sharbadisho, not muzzling one's animal, and Chazal learn out, all Chiyuve Malkas have to be similar to muzzling one's animal. Dumi Dalat Chasima. It has to have a Maisa, it can't be a Nita Klase, it can't be a Lav Shebeklalis, all the rules and regulations, it has to be a regular Lav. So here's a Lav Sheba Maisa. Says the Gemara, no problem. Ksav Rabbi Shmuel, Lav Sheba Maisa, Lokan Alav. Okay. Our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael holds, you get Malkus for a Lav She'en Bo Ma'isa. He doesn't hold to that. That one is subject to Machlokas. Not all of them are, as we'll see in a second. But Lav She'en Bo Ma'isa is a Machlokas. So it says the Gemara, if that's true, many times when you give an answer, it just builds to another question. Ihach, Ikasha, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. But if you're going to tell me that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yishmael's view, who holds Lav She'en Bo Ma'isa, you get Malkus, we're stuck. We have another question. Why? We have a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. To Amr, Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'stam mishnah. Because on the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan holds the halacha is like a stam mishnah, meaning our mishnah is a stam mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan on the one hand holds the halacha is like our mishnah, that has what? Lav she'en bo ma'isa, lokin alav. That's what the stam mishnah is holding. But he says just the opposite. The itmar, we learned, machlokas amaroyim, shvua she'ochel kikar zu hayom. If somebody swears that he will eat a kikar, a cookie today, va'avar hayom v'lo'achla, and he didn't eat it, do you get malchus for that? So again, shvua, if you did it b'shogeg, you're chayiv shvuas, you chayiv a karbon. But what if you did it b'mezid? So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokas, Rabbi Shravayu ain't aloka. They both, Rabbi and Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokas both say you don't get malchus, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan amar ain't aloka, mishum dahave, lav she'ein bo maisa. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get malchus because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. I swore I would eat and I didn't eat. So it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. The whole lav she'ein bo maisa ain't loka nolav. You don't get malchus. For Rish Lakish Amar ain't no loka. Rish Lakish says, no, you don't get malchus. Why? Hasra safeku. It's a hasra safek. It's a hasra with doubt involved. Why? What did he do? He said here, I swear I'm gonna eat this. So what I'm gonna go today, I'm gonna tell him, if you don't eat this, you're going to get malchus. If you don't eat this, what kind of hasara is that? He has 3 hours to eat it. What, the whole day I'm going to do that? Maybe he'll forget. Hasara safek is whenever there is some other element involved that it negates the effectiveness of the hasara. That's hasara safek. Hasara safek lo shma hasara. But what do you see from there? The Rabbi Yochanan holds laf shema ma'isa in lokan alav. So we have a problem in Rabbi Yochanan, and holds the halach is like Sta Mishnah, and we said our Mishnah is a Sta Mishnah. Laf shema ma'isa lokan alav according to Rabbi Yishmael. And you see, he holds laf shema ma'isa in lokan alav. Problem. So by the way, there's an important Rashi. Not here, Rashi later on Daf Chaf Aleph, where Rashi defines what Hasra Safik is. Rashi says on Daf Chaf Aleph, I'm an Aleph. You can look right in the middle of the Amud. Rashi says, Hasra Safik, Safik im Ya'avar al Hasra im Lav. There's a Safik if he's going to violate the Hasra. Meaning, if I say, don't eat this piece of treif and you eat it, there's no Safik, there's no doubt there. I give you warning and you eat it. But if I give you warning and you have 3 hours, there's a doubt. Sheyachol lomar adayin yishos b'yom. He could say, I thought I had plenty of time to eat it. Ve'ina masri yachol achavin sheyavar hayom betok de'idibar shal asra. You can't make the asra right before the time of the iser. It's a drawn out time period. So that's why Rabbi Yishmael Shlokas says, it's asra safik. That's the question that we have. So what's the Gemara's answer? Rabbi Yochanan stama achrina ashkach. Rabbi Yochanan's got to find a different Stam Mishnah. If Rabbi Yochanan can find a different Stam Mishnah that holds Lav She'ein Bo Maisa Ein Lokan Alav, then we're okay. Even though there's one Stam Mishnah that holds Lokan, he has another Stam Mishnah. He passes like this Stam Mishnah, not the other Stam Mishnah. So that's what we're going to start now, to look for a Stam Mishnah that holds Lav She'ein Bo Maisa Ein Lokan Alav. Just before that, though, it's an interesting Tshuvas Arash. Tshuvas Arash has the following Shaila. If Reuven swears to Shimon that he's going to give him a present today. Reuven swears to Shimon, I swear that I'm going to give you a watch today. And the day passed and he didn't give it. So he violated his shvuah. Does he have a chiv to give it the next day? Right, so our knee-jerk reaction is, of course, he swore he's going to give it to him. No, but what did he say? I swear I'm going to give you a watch today. Says the Rosh, he does not have to give it. Once he violated the shvuah, he finished. He says, it's just like our Gemara. Somebody swears, I'm going to eat a cookie today. And today passed and he didn't eat the cookie. Does he have a chiyuv to eat the cookie tomorrow? No, tomorrow has nothing to do with today. He swore he would eat, right in those terms, you can understand that. He swore he would eat the cookie today. He didn't. So he doesn't have any chiyuv to eat it. It's finished. So it says the Tshuvas Arash, in Klal Ches Osvav, the same thing. If you swear you're going to give a present to somebody, you don't have to give it. If you didn't give it in the right time, it doesn't matter if the guy's screaming at you. You set a time period. If you said, I promise I'm going to give you this, and period, and then I'm going to try to give it to you today, then that's something else. But if you make the tznai today, so then that's the Tshuvas Arash on this issue. One other issue comes up again whenever we have Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. So again, I've mentioned it many times, but I've mentioned it again. That's the Gavlus of Dafyomi, Yoiz Chazer, over and over and over again. Machlokas Rishonim, how do you define a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa? And we have this as a machlokas between the Sefer HaChinuch and the Magen Mishnah. Sefer HaChinuch is by the mitzvah of the Avera of Nekama. Is Nekama a lav that you get malchus for? Let's say I take revenge. Let's say I burn down somebody's house, Chas V'Shalom. I take the revenge. Do you get malchus for that? Nekama? The issue of Nekama? Okay, damaging is separate. So it says the Sefer HaChinuch. Where's my Sefer HaChinuch? In Reish Mem Aleph Parsh Kedoshim. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. V'over alav, v'kava v'libo, l'sno chaveira, sheheira la, sheigimaleo karaso, avar lav zeh, aval ein lokan alav zeh. Ein bo maisa. It's a lav she'ein bo maisa. And the Sefer HaChinuch's rule is, even if you can do it through a maisa, if you can do it without a maisa, so then you don't get malchus. Because inherently it's defined as lav she'ein bo maisa. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. If something can be done without a maisa, it's always called a lav she'ein bo maisa. On the other hand, the Magen Mishnah has the opposite shita. The Magen Mishnah in the 12th parak in Hilchas Chiras, the Magen Mishnah is talking about muzzling. I can muzzle my animal by screaming at the animal. The animal's about to eat something, I go, ah! Ah! Right? Same thing with a child. I can muzzle my animal with a, right? I go, stop it! Right? I didn't do an act there. I screamed. Do I get malchus? The Rambam Paschas, you get malchus for that. Ebo Maisa. The Rambam Paschas, you Maisa, you get malchus. You don't get malchus. Says the Magen Mishnah, no, because muzzling can be done with a Maisa, so it's always defined as Lav She'esh Ba Maisa. The opposite cheetah. You might find others, other shitas out there. There is other shitas that we showed him, not for now, that says, no, you go by lemaisa what you did. If you did a maisa, you get malchus. If you didn't do a maisa, you didn't get malchus. But at least here, in terms of definition, the Sefer Chinuch and the Magen Mishnah are opposite in terms of defining. But let's try to finish this up. So, hey, stama. So Rabbi Yochanan requires, we have to find another stam Mishnah that holds lafshim and maisa, you don't get malchus. So, hey, stama, which stam did Rabbi Yochanan have? So, we'll do the first try today. The next try, we're going to have to stay for tomorrow. So, maybe it's the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, we had this back in Makkos. Aval hamosir b'tahar. If somebody leaves over a tahar karban, right, a kohen leaves it over. V'hashover b'tamei. Or somebody breaks the bone of a tamei karban pesach. Eino loke. Esar bam. You don't get Makkos. So, why is that? So bishlama shover b'tameh, breaking the bone of a karban pesach is an aveira. So breaking the bone of a tameh karban, that fine, you don't get malchus. Dechsiv etzam losish bru bo b'kasher v'lo b'pasol. Special limud bo means b'kasher, kasher only by a kasher karban pesach. Avala moser b'tar my taima. Why, if you leave over an animal, you create nosar? Why don't you get malchus for that? Lav mishum, isn't it because avi lav sheim b'maisa? Isn't it because it's a lav shema ma'isa? The whole lav shema ma'isa. Look at the love. Wonderful. We have our stam mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan holds of. Lav shema ma'isa. Look at the love. Says the Gemara not so fast. How do you know that Rabbi Yaakov's is the correct explanation of that mishnah, which we'll see Rabbi Yaakov in a second? Rabbi Yaakov holds that the reason you don't get malchus for nosar, for leaving over nosar, is because it's a lav shema ma'isa. How do you know that's the correct definition? Explanation. Dilma Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe the real, true explanation is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Umishum de boha kosov litinaseyar harlosase. Maybe the reason is not lav shein bo maisa, but lav hanitak laase. Another aveira that you don't get malchus for. Lav hanitak laase. Also, one would not get malchus. Why? Rashi said it back in Makkos, and he says it here too. He says it whenever this comes up. Rashi says, what's the svar lav hanitak laase? Because the Torah goes out of its way to tell you what to do after the aveira, as if the Torah says, do this, and nothing else. No other onish. Rashi says it here too. Fourth to last line. Nitko hakasav ba'asei zeh, the pasuk fixed with this asay, may onshen shoshar lavin. Not getting a punishment from the other aveiras. Lomar zeon show. Fetakonas aveiraso shisrafenu. This is how you fix your aveira. You do this mitzvah, not malchus. So says the Gemara. How do you know that the correct explanation is lav shema maisa? Maybe it's lav nita glasai, and then Rabbi Yochanan is still stuck. Ha lav ha chilaki. But if without this reason of lav nita glasai, you'd get malchus. Where is Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda? The follows. Titania. Don't leave it over. If you left it over, you have to burn it. The pasuk gives you a mitzvah. And I say after a losa, say lomar shein lokin alav. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's to teach me that you don't get malchus for alav and itak lasei. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Lomen Hashem Uzeh, not correct. Elam Shem Dehavi Lav Shem Bo Maisa. V'chol Lav Shem Bo Maisa, in Lokan Alav, is Lav Shem Bo Maisa. Question mark we leave it with. Meaning, how does Rabbi Yochanan, we're saying this is the Stam Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan holds of, that holds Lav Shem Bo Maisa, in Lokan Alav. Who says, maybe the reason that you don't get Malchus here is because it's a Lav Hanitak La'asei. Not because of a Lav Shem Bo Maisa. Just one Ha'ara, the Tosfos HaRashi here points out, everybody holds that Lav Hanitak La'asei, you don't get Malchus. Everybody holds that. There's no shita out there that argues with that. Rabbi Yaakov doesn't argue with that. He just says that you don't. He says no sir is not a lav nitak lase. Lav sheim bo maisa is a machlokas about. Lav nitak lase, everybody agrees. You don't get malchus for it. The Rabbi Yaakov's issue is that he does not think this is a lav nitak lase. No sir, for whatever reason, learned out elsewhere. But again, that is our issues here. Just one other final point, and then we'll. Then we'll finish. We've got to go to Davin Mincha. That is a Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. There's this Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. The Rambam says, talking about Nosar, what kind of Hasra'a do you give to a Lav Hanitak La'asei? What kind of Hasra'a do you give to a Lav Hanitak La'asei? And we had back in Misachas Makkos, those of you who were with us there, and we learned in certain cases a Lav Hanitak La'asei, you would get Malkus, right? If you're Mevatel the Asei. If I destroy the possibility of my doing the assay, so what kind of hasra do you give? Just know this Rambam, Tez Zayin Dalet in Sanhedrin. The Rambam says, Ein adam loke ela be'edim b'hasra'a u'botkim ha'edim b'yushev ha'kira Aber alav anitik la'asei ve'hisru bo ve'amru lo lo ta'ase davar zeh. Don't do this. She'im ta'ase, because if you do it, ve'lo tekayim ha'asei shebo, and you also don't fulfill the asei, tilke, you'll get malchus. You had to say this whole long Megillah. By alav anitik la'asei. If you want to end up him getting, for this guy to get malchus, you gotta be mafarit. You gotta say, if you do this, it's gonna be a problem. Mm-hmm. And if you do this and you're mavatal li'asei, whatever the case is, so Rambam just explains, to get malchus for this type of case, you'd have to be mafarit. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, haskol and shvuas, and Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.